Good morning and welcome back to Our Savior's Radio Show Online. This is Pastor Eric Jelinek. I'm joined again this week with Pastor Jennifer. Good morning over there.
Good morning over there.
So tonight, or today, it's not nighttime yet, but today what we have decided to do is something a little bit different. Every year during Lent, we do a number of dramas during our Wednesday evening services. The past 2 years, Pastor Jennifer has written these. And the one that we're going to, this year, the whole theme has been about trees, different trees throughout Scripture and different parts that they have played. And so this week, we have one that's called The Trees of the Field. And it has to do with Isaiah talking about Babylonian captivity and things that are going on, sort of where we are in the
chronology.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The chronology of the Bible. And so we thought that what we would do today is basically go through this skit. And so I will be playing Isaiah, and Pastor Jennifer will be a wonderful tree. So do you have anything about the skit that you would like to add? Any background or anything like that at this point?
It's referring to the time when Israel was in exile in Babylon, and just kind of imagining what life might have been like for the people there and how difficult it was for them to be away from their holy land in this foreign place. So, the trees of the field.
The trees of the field. We shall begin. Oy, what a day it's been. Sorrowful women, angry men, children who don't know which end is up. I hear the same thing every day. Isaiah, I miss Jerusalem. Isaiah, we want to go home. Where is God now, Isaiah? I'm just worn out, and the sun is hot today. I think I deserve a little rest.
Sure you do. My shade is your shade. Cop a squat on the stump next to me.
Wait, did you just say that?
Cop a squat? Yeah, I'm trying it out. What do you think? Too slang? I could just say have a seat, but that's a little dull.
No, cop a squat is fine. I was just surprised to have a tree talking to me.
Why? You seem like a perfectly friendly guy. Why wouldn't I want to talk to you?
It's just, I mean, well, oh, never mind.
Maybe you've never talked to a tree before.
Very true.
I'm just an old talking tree, nothing to be afraid of. My bark is much worse than my bite. Go ahead, sit down, rest for a while. Maybe you can catch me up on current events.
Thank you.
So what were you doing in town?
Me? Oh, I'm a prophet, so I was prophesying, I guess.
A prophet? No kidding. That means you know the future. Who's going to win the big race next week? I could win some serious cash.
I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. What would a tree do with money anyway?
Good point. I suppose I could use a good pruning, but I thought prophets could tell the future.
Well, sometimes. But I really only know the things that God tells me.
Like what?
Like, when my people were still in Israel, God told me that an enemy would come to conquer Jerusalem and destroy God's temple.
And that came true?
Yes. The Babylonians came and destroyed our holy city, captured all of us, and brought us all the way here, so we couldn't live in the Holy Land anymore. God has told me that so I could warn my people in hopes that they might change their ways and be able to keep everything they held dear.
But they didn't listen, huh?
Nope. That's why we're here.
People aren't very good listeners, always bustling around with somewhere to go and something to do. Now, trees, on the other hand, are great listeners. We're sort of a captive audience. We've got nowhere to go and nothing to do but stand tall against the wind. So we'll listen as long as you talk.
That's good to know. I wish more people were like that. I spend my days talking to people, but I don't know that I ever get through to them.
Oh, no, not again. I'm so tired of that song. I love music, but can't they sing something else? They always sound so sad.
They are sad. Those are my people singing.
Oh, really?
It's a song of lament.
Lament?
Yes. It's a song they sing to get out their sorrow and pain over losing our holy land and being sent to this place.
Hey, this is a pretty great place. Don't be dissing my hood.
Dissing your what?
My neighborhood, my home. You know, Babylon. It's a pretty sweet place.
Yes, I suppose it is. And I didn't mean to diss it. It's just that it isn't our home. We've lost our home. Babylon is very nice, but even if it were paradise, it wouldn't matter to us, because it's not our home.
Oh, I think I understand. Your people sing that song because they're homesick.
Exactly. You have no idea what we've lost. We used to have our own king and an elaborate palace. We had a glorious temple for our God. Israel was a great nation. We had it all. Wealth, success, and happiness. But my people quickly forgot that they only had all of these things because of our God. They fought and split our nation. They became selfish and greedy. They forgot God. They rebelled against God's word. And no matter how often I've preached repentance, they didn't listen. So over the last 25 years, we started losing battles. Our armies never lost battles when they were faithful to God, but God was trying to send a message.
What message?
Return to God. Trust in God above all else. Only with God would my people have lasting prosperity. When we lost those first few battles 2 decades ago, the Babylonians started shipping some of my people here. I hoped that would be a warning to my people.
But they didn't return to God, and they ended up losing it all, didn't they?
Yes, and in a horrible way. In that final battle, our mighty army was defeated. So many men were killed. Our fathers, our brothers, our sons. And you know, a battle cry of thousands is nothing when compared to the cries of mothers, sisters, and wives who have lost those whom they love.
How tragic.
And as the army captured each one of us, they burned down our homes. They set fire to our fields and vineyards, and they destroyed our beloved temple. We were defeated. We were homeless. And we were captives.
That's awful. I can't imagine the pain you felt.
It was the worst day any of us could imagine. We hardly noticed the Babylonian army loading up all our treasures into their carts. We had no fight left in us after seeing such destruction. So when the soldiers told us to march to Babylon, that's what we had to do. All the people of Judah were emptied out of the land, and we had to come live here.
So you were transplanted?
I suppose so.
I was transplanted once. I used to grow in a farmer's field, but he didn't want to plow around me, so he transplanted me. But they cut some of my roots when they dug me up, and it weakened me. It took a long time for my roots to grow back.
We've lost our roots, too. Or maybe we're coming back to our roots. My people used to be slaves in Egypt, but God freed us from slavery, and after several centuries, it seems like we've come full circle. We've lost our freedom again.
So they've made you into slaves?
Well, not many are slaves, but we've all lost our freedom to live in our homeland. Truthfully, most of my people are treated pretty decently. The Babylonians allow us to keep many of our Jewish traditions in exile.
Well, that's something, right?
Yes, but it's hard to appreciate the graciousness of our captors when we feel like we've lost our identity.
I don't understand.
My people are God's chosen people. Generations ago, God chose us. God chose and promised to uniquely bless us, to give us a holy land, and to walk with us wherever we went.
And you think God didn't walk all the way to Babylon with you?
Oh, no. I know God came here with us, but my people don't know that. For as long as they remember, they've known God through the land he gave us and through his temple. As long as they had the holy land and God's temple, God was with them.
So now that you're gone from home, they think that God has left you too?
Exactly. Since we got kicked out of God's land, they think God has abandoned us. Can we still have a relationship with God away from home? My people don't know how to be God's children here. They're not sure we're still God's chosen people.
Do your people really think that God has abandoned them?
I'm afraid so. They see the exile as the way God is punishing us for our sins. If God banished us from his land, many of them, they think he banished us from his presence too.
Oh, I guess I can understand that. They were warned to shape up or else, and now that they're living the or else, they think God's left them forever because of their sins.
But God is with us now. God still loves us, and they need to realize that. And that's basically my job, to remind my people that our God is God, no matter where they are, no matter what they've done, no matter how much they've sinned in the past.
So that's what you talk about all day? You tell your people that God is still with them in this foreign land?
Yes, but that's not all. God has told me to tell them what the future holds.
So you do know the future.
Not the whole future. But I do know that God is working to bring his people back to the Holy Land.
No kidding. Well, that's great news.
I know. I keep telling them that God is with them, that God hasn't forgotten them, that God will bring them back to their land, and they will be able to rebuild the temple once again.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that they don't believe you.
Well, I'd say they're being skeptically optimistic.
Are you kidding me? I'm just a tree and this is my home, but just hearing that your people might get to go home again makes me want to jump for joy.
You might have some serious root problems if you did that.
True. But it's hard to believe that after everything that God has done for your people, they still don't really believe that God will keep his promises.
Yeah, well, he's always called us a stiff-necked people. We can be a bit stubborn. I think they'll come to believe. I just have to keep telling them what God has said.
You keep doing that, Isaiah. Your words will bring people hope, and I know someday I'll see you leading your people down this very road back to Jerusalem.
I don't know if I'll see the day, but I know God will bring my people back home someday.
I can't wait to see that day. The mountains will sing and the hills will shout praises to God that his promise is finally fulfilled. And I know my friends and I will be clapping our hands.
Your hands?
It's a figure of speech, dude. I'll be swaying and celebrating with your people that finally you'll get to go home.
What a great image. The trees of the field shall clap their hands as we go out with joy. All creation will celebrate our return. Hey, do you mind if I borrow that?
My wisdom's your wisdom, so take that with you when you leave. leave.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your shade, my friend. You've been a blessing to me and to my people. Shalom.
Stay cool, Isaiah. Keep spreading the hope. The end. The hymn that we use during the drama is called By the Babylonian Rivers, and it's by Ewald Bash and Mark Cedio, just to let you know the credits for that.
So that's a taste of some of the dramas that we do. Next week, we'll be back once again, and I'm not quite sure what we'll be doing next week. We'll come up with something.
We'll kind of talk a little bit more about the exile and what happened after that.
Sounds good. So that's where we'll be back next week. Thank you once again for joining us. If you have any questions, please send us an email. We would love to hear from you. Besides that, have a blessed week.